We've had a peaceful transition of power in this country uninterrupted since 1797. The first president who really matters in this story is the one who loses, John Adams. He loses in the House of Representatives to Thomas Jefferson, and he yields power. In a democracy, one side must be willing to lose to accept the results.
Those are the words of my friend and veteran political strategist, Steve Schmidt, when we spoke the day before the election. The lead up to this election has been like nothing we have ever seen. We've got a deeply divided country, an incumbent who has bucked every possible norm out there. And for most of us, we've been pushed to the brink this year. Our schedules, our calendars, our daily lives, our to-dos, totally changed. So we're trying to take a different approach with this podcast. We're going to dive into these issues. We're going to get straight to the point, and then we're going to leave it there and give you time to think. On this episode, we're going way back in time. 1 week to make sense of this election and President Trump's loss. I'm Stephanie Ruhle, MSNBC anchor, NBC News senior correspondent, and this is Modern Rules, a podcast from NBC Think and iHeartRadio. With so much at stake in this election, I wanted to talk to my friend Steve Schmidt. He spent the majority of his career working as a Republican strategist. He worked on key campaigns like President George W. Bush, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the late Arizona Senator John McCain. Now Steve is the co-founder of the absolutely savage Lincoln Project, which has been committed to defeating Donald Trump and really Republicans across the board. He's also the co-host of the new political podcast, Battleground, with David Plouffe and Steve Schmidt, also here on iHeartRadio. So for me, I wanted to talk to Steve on the eve of this election and then right after it was called. And I wanted to know how he felt at this time about our country. When we look back at this cycle, and it's going to be a mashup of events, what do you want people to remember about the way this election feels at this moment?
This is the most important election since 1864. Now we head into these final, quiet, uncertain hours where really, in my view, the fate of the nation hangs in the balance in a profound way, because Trumpism is such a radical departure from Americanism.
Take me to your heart and mind. Is this the eve of Election Day a completely surreal moment for you? Someone who's basically devoted his professional life to advancing a Republican agenda, and you are President Trump's de facto public enemy number one.
So the Republican Party today is a vessel for the purposes of maintaining political power to advance self-interest and the interests of the donor class. When you used to hear the importance of the rule of law and the truth, you now hear celebrations of the lie and of ignorance. It's an anti-science, anti-logic, anti-reality, toxic ideology with authoritarian components and fascistic markers that's a real threat to the country's future. I mean, that's what Trumpism is today, and that's what the Republican Party fully has become. And that's a great tragedy for the country. We tried to fight this as hard as we could, and we did everything that we knew to do, you know, to stand up and try to oppose Trump and Trumpism and put a narrative around it. But no, it doesn't matter in victory or defeat. Trumpism isn't going away. We have a statist, authoritarian-ish movement that has rooted itself like a noxious weed, like an invasive species in the American politic.
And millions of Americans are down with that.
The first step is to deny the minority the ability to rule over the majority of the country. This is in the hands of the American people. People have been voting for a month, and we're coming to the end. You know, I think that Trump is going down. I think the country will repudiate this. I think the markers are pointing to a significant Democratic wave than anything else. If my prediction is wrong, it will be the least of the things that I've been wrong about. Because I will have been profoundly wrong about the character of the country. And I think the country, despite all its flaws, is a force for great good. And that's why I think the whole world is watching with trepidation and nervousness to see what the judgment of the American people will be now at a very, very important moment in our history.
Then, given how divided we are, what is your advice for the winners?
We clearly, historically, Americans have always had a conspiracy bent. It's always existed in American culture. But here's the deal. You can go and read Federalist 10 by James Madison, and he expresses a worry. And the worry is that when you have a democracy, what's the poison that the democracy could fall victim to? And the poison is faction, is political parties, majoritarianism, a disregard for the rights of the minority. And they write about an overzealous majority imposing its will inappropriately on a disregarded minority. It breaks democracy. Restraint, restraint, restraint. You know, a sense that when you go into work, you understand that a number that is north of 40% of the country was for the other guy.
Then a week from now, what will you be doing?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. We got to see what happens. I might be chained to the White House fence in a week.
And now that week has passed. And for me, like many people across this country, it wasn't until you saw the people in the streets, you heard the horns honking, and business leaders, political leaders, people across this country, really across the world, started saying, okay, we've got a winner. You actually felt this collective sigh of relief across the country. But the thing is, 70 million people did vote for the president. And a lot of those 70 million people are still mad. And you have a president, unlike previous presidents, who's not accepting the results. The question is, did this election that elected Joe Biden, that didn't elect a lot of Democrats, that did not necessarily produce the blue wave, did it deliver a decisive message to America? I had to ask Steve, so I called him back. And we'll be back with Steve right after the break. Tell me, you and I talked 1 week ago. How do you feel today?
The results of the election met my expectations. They didn't fulfill my hopes. I'm happy that Joe Biden is the president-elect, but you think about this moment where it's clear about what the outcome of the election is, and you have almost the entirety of the Republican majority yet to congratulate the president-elect of the United States. You know, in the end, the whole story of the country is one about fighting and struggle, and there's never been an easy way up the mountain. But we got a really bad element that Trump has incited, encouraged, and mainstreamed, that are part of his coalition, the complete disassociation from truth and reality, the presence of QAnon candidates in the House majority.
Then this wasn't the repudiation you were looking for.
Well, it's a decisive victory. But no, Trumpism wasn't repudiated at all. You know, it scored 70 million votes. And it's going to be a long struggle, long fight in this country. But a lot of Republicans who enabled this behavior over 4 years did not pay a price for it. And, you know, now you see the consequences of this. I wish every Republican senator from Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins and Joni Ernst that made it was without. But that's not what the people of those states decided. And so it's a long-term fight. And the failure to accede to the election, to accede to reality, is terrible. I think that the Republican Party, they are sophisticated politicians, right? They know that Joe Biden won, yet they're looking in the camera, premeditatedly, deliberately lying
about what is the most basic foundational thing in the country, trying to subvert the outcome of a presidential election that they know was conducted fairly with a bunch of conspiracy theories.
So what's the path forward, Steve?
There is a tradition, and there have been some icy rides. Eisenhower and Truman rode in silence. Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan didn't have much to talk about, but they rode together. And they showed the country the magnificence of the American system of government. The ex-president is escorted by tradition since Reagan's inauguration to the east side of the Capitol, where the outgoing president will walk to Marine One, turn and wave. The incoming president waves back and off he goes. The American system is renewed. It begins again. This is the greatness of the American experiment. That ride back on Marine One, on Air Force One, that's a courtesy. Donald Trump doesn't deserve. And remember one thing in this country, Donald Trump doesn't leave the presidency. The presidency leaves Donald Trump at high noon on January 20th, 21. Donald Trump is out on his ass, gone, right? Presidential podium, gone. Flags, gone. Air Force One, gone. The limo, gone. It's over. On the 20th of January, 21, because the American people fired him. We have won the first battle, right, against this strain of American autocracy, this rancid, corrupt Trumpist ideology. And we're going to fight it for a long, long time. Harmony has not been restored to America. We are in a moment of great crisis. It's one of the greatest challenges in the history of the country. And the fight for democratic values is one that will go on for the endurance of my life, no doubt.
The time between Election Day and calling a winner felt painstakingly slow, but at the same time went by in a blink. We didn't get that massive blue wave. We did get a decided winner in Joe Biden, but it wasn't an outright repudiation of the loser. 70 million people still voted for him. And something Steve left me thinking about is this. While Trump may have lost the election, what kind of blow was really delivered to Trumpism? Our goal is to cut through the noise and get straight to the issues. So I want to leave you with some space to think. Modern Rules is a production of MSNBC and iHeartRadio. The podcast is hosted by me, Stephanie Ruhle, and executive produced by Mike Biette and Katrina Norvell. Meredith Bennett-Smith is senior editor for NBC Think and our editorial lead. The podcast is engineered and edited by Josh Fisher. And special thanks to Katherine Kim, our global head of digital news, right here at NBC News and MSNBC.